Matt Greenwood with you on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Match two of three coming at you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream in the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament. The first match, in case you missed it, it was St. Jean the 5 versus DeSoto the 4. St. Jean the 5 beating DeSoto 25-23 and 25-19, exacting revenge on a regular season loss. This time, though, Coach Jessica Fallert and the St. Jean Dragons were at full strength for just the second match in a row, and probably for about the fifth or sixth time all season. And so St. Jean with the health and some pretty tough points earned. It is St. Jean on to the second round of the semifinals to take on the Central Lady Rebels. We're under 3 minutes left before Festus and Herculaneum get us started. Let me tell you a little bit about Fleegs Equipment. In St. Genevieve and Ludington, Fleegs Equipment is there for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. Go online at fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, fleegs.com. All right, so we have the 2 versus the 7, Festus versus Herculaneum. Festus won this one earlier this year, 2-0, and so the Tigers looking to knock off Herculaneum once again. Here are the rosters for the 7th-seeded Herculaneum Blackcats, led by Audrey Mita. We have Dakota Patterson, Taylor Metcalf, Cheyenne Harding, Paige Fowler, Kylie Barnes, Alexia Ash, Jordan Allen, Lily Stauder, Emily Weese, and Deanna Harvey. For Festus on the varsity squad, Claire Martin, Kenzie Banach, Gretchen Burkhard, Taylor Jackson, Kate Todd, Ella Shy, Abby McMillan, Hannah Warfel, Devin Younger, Jessica Hebenstreet, Madison McCaws, Sarah Banderman, Lily Brickhouse, and the one and only Bria Garman. Bria Garman, by the way, 1,000 career kills. She got that mark last year. 1,000 career digs. She got that mark this year. So she is in the 1,000 club in two different categories, and she is absolutely outstanding. She will not be playing college court volleyball next year. She'll be playing college summer volleyball. So really cool thing and a cool experience headed her way after her senior year for the Festus Tigers. Again, this is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. The match is close to getting underway. Why don't we take a one-minute break here, and when we come back, we'll have first serve between Festus and Herculaneum in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 Tournament on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. How about a little Festus Herculaneum volleyball for you, yeah? You ready for it? Well, we are, and so is the crowd at hand, as we expect to see more people file in for the third matchup, which will feature 3-seed North County and 6-seed DeSoto. But right now, we're dealing with a pretty good crowd on hand. We've, of course, got the Potosi and North County volleyball teams already in-house. Coach Brett Hale leading the Potosi Trojans, and Chelsea Crocker leading the North County Raiders. But first, we have Festus Tigers versus Herculaneum Black Cats, the two versus the seven. Herculaneum in their red shirts, black shorts, and their libero, number 20, Deanna Harvey, is decked out in all black for the Festus Tigers. They're in their black uniforms, black shorts, with white letters and numbers. Tigers on the back in yellow letters, Festus on the back in yellow letters, and a white number with a yellow trim. And they've got the yellow trim around the top of the shoulders, wrapping up underneath the armpits, and then back around to the top of the shoulder. And the libero, Devin Younger, is decked out in all yellow, minus the shorts. Those are black. All right, Festus, Herculaneum. Festus serving from the left side. Herky on the right side. In set one, here we go. Kenzie Benach, sophomore, arcing serve. Played by Herky. Metcalf with the set to the near side outside hit for number 15, Emily Wiese. Festus able to keep the ball up in the air, and then it went towards the net, and Herculaneum bumped the net on the block attempt, and so it's 1-0 Festus. Left-to-right serve coming from Kenzie Benach once again. 1-0 Tigers. High arcing serve towards the back. Dakota Patterson keeps it alive. Into the corner. Taylor Metcalf forced to lift it up towards the net. Tapped over by the Black Cats. Here's Bria Garvin with the trusty right hand. Pounds it into the floor from the outside, and it's 2-0 Tigers. As I mentioned, 1,000 career kills and 1,000 career digs for Bria Garman. Outstanding high school career in volleyball. Left to right serve, Benach received low to the ground by Jordan Allen. Up towards the net, Herky has Metcalf set it up, and it's tapped over by the Black Cats. Back to the Festus side, set from the near side, right-hand shot, Jessica Heavenstreet has it off the Herky blocks and back on the Herky side, and it's 3-0. Benach serving left to right. Peers into the lights in the ceiling, hits it over towards the back row. Dakota Patterson plays it. Metcalf with a set and leaning too much was Wiese. Could not quite punch it over, and it's 4-0 Tigers. Left to right serve for Benach. She has earned the first 4 points for Festus. Here's Metcalf taking the second knock, and look at that, an open face palm shot from 15 Wiese. And she finds a little real estate in front of the back row, and it's 4-1 as Herky jumps on the board. Here comes a right-to-left serve, first serve of the district tournament for Jordan Allen and the Black Cats, and it goes to Garman. Garman pokes it up towards the front of the net, set by Todd to the outside, shot by Martin, punched up into the sky by the Black Cats, and a tap over into the deep corner by Wiese from the middle of the net, and she gets the point. Herky with two straight. Karen Beely, head coach of the Festus Tigers. Audrey Mita, head coach for the Black Cats. One is standing, the other one is squatting. There's a right-to-left serve played by the libero Younger. Up towards the net, it'll be Garman taking charge. Pounds it towards the back line. Herky plays it, sends it over from the line. Garman digs it out at the middle of the net, setting up a nice little outside shot from Jessica Heavenstreet, and Heavenstreet pulls through with the right as it lands in front of the back line for a 5-2 Tiger lead. Devin Younger, the libero, a sophomore, and a righty to serve left to right from the middle back line. Gets it towards the back line. Patterson to receive it, to set up an outside shot from Kylie Barnes, and Barnes goes line to line and gets the point for the Black Cats. Nothing more dangerous than a team who will leave it all on the line. They have nothing to lose as the 7 seed. The Black Cats going to try to do that and upset the Festus Tigers, the district champs of this district last year. Unfortunately, though, not a great start for the Black Cats as Garman, after a couple of balls batted around on the serve from Herky, it's Garman to tap it over the blocks for a point to Festus. Left to right serve, Hannah Warfel, Jr., hits it off the top of the net, dug out by the Black Cats. Here comes three hits. Oh, I thought that was four, but no. Lifted up on the third hit by Stodder. Played by the Tiger. Set up to the outside for a pound from Hannah Warfel. Warfel can't get it in. Back to the Black Cat side, the blocks at the middle, tap it over. And now Garman is going to hit one off the forearms of the back row. And that one sails to the right of the score table. And it's 7-3 Tigers. Two kills for Garmin early on. Left to right serve coming from Warfel. Sends it towards the middle. Played to Metcalf. Metcalf the set to the outside. And Stauder with a kill shot. Dug out by Festus. Here's another set. This time Taylor Jackson serves it up to Bria Garmin, who goes line to line with her kill shot. And it's 8-3 Tigers. Double dribble there by Hannah Warfel. Serves it over. High arcing serve. Played by the Black Hats at the middle of the net. Two girls go for it. Metcalf has it tapped back in her face by Jackson. And then Metcalf had it skip off her hand to the line. Herkey tried to dig it out but couldn't do so. 9-3 Tigers. Left to right serve coming from Warfel. Stops on the line. Lifts her toes up and gets the serve over. Played towards Metcalf. Metcalf to the set from the middle for Kylie Barnes. Barnes hits it deep into the corner near side and unable to dig it out was Younger. And the point goes to the Black Cats. Right to left serve coming for Herkey there. Down 9-4. A horse gallop and a serve from Emily Oisi. And it works out. No, it did not. It went long. I thought she had it, but no. It was just a bit long. That was an interesting looking serve. I haven't watched much volleyball in my life, but that was definitely a first. Here's Garmin serving left to right for the Tigers. And a block as Paige Fowler had her kill shot blocked by the Tigers back to the Herkey side. And so Festus gets the point. 11-4, Garmin on serve towards the back row, played by Barnes. Set by Metcalf to the outside. Fowler with a slight little lean back, hits it over with the right hand and lands it right in front of Devin Younger for a point to the Black Hats. Herkey trying to fight their way back into this one, down 11-5. Right to left serve, Barnes. Played off the back row, Warfel. Here's Todd to set it up to the outside. Kill shot, Kinsey Benak. Herkey keeps it alive. Metcalf with a set. A double tap, or a double hit, I thought, from Herkey, but no. They get it back over to the Festus side. The Tigers return it. And then Fowler set up with an outside kill shot. And that one's off the double blocks and spins off the right arm of the Tiger blocker and lands on the Festus side. And Herkey continues to claw their way back from an 11-6 deficit now. Here comes a right-to-left serve for Cheyenne Harding. Harding to Younger in the corner, to Todd. Todd sets it up over her head. Kill shot there by Festus' number two, Kinsey Benak, and a whistle goes on the kill attempt. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but Festus gets the point. I didn't see anything different than normal, so we'll go with it. Here's a left-to-right serve, Taylor Jackson for Festus, towards the back row, played up by Barnes. Barnes to Metcalf, setting up Fowler on the outside. Excuse me, that was Jordan Allen on the outside, and Jordan Allen hit her kill shot into the net. I was screened off by the black post that says Festus on it, so I couldn't quite tell if that was a 12 or a 15. But it was indeed a 12. And now the Tigers on serve, and Herkey's going to get the point. That was Fowler tapping it over the net. Bria Garmin tried to dig it out. She couldn't do so. 13-7. Herkey on serve, right to left it goes. Festus to play it. At the middle of the net, a hit by Clara Martin is blocked back down by Fowler. Oh, I beg your pardon. They blew a whistle on the block. Illegal touching of the net, so Festus gets the point. 14-7. Left to right serve, Kate Todd, the senior. Herkey to play it. Kill shot from the middle. Jordan Allen has it blocked back onto the Herkey side. Now Herkey's Barnes sends it over. Here's a setup for Festus on the outside. It's Kinsey Benak. She pounds it. Herkey keeps it alive from the middle. Hitting it into the deep corner. Jordan Allen able to just sneak it in. No, they say just a bit long. Pardon me. Festus up 15-7. The call was made by the official above the net there. Here's Kate Todd serving it left to right, played to the back row. Barnes keeps it alive for Herkey to the Festus side. At the middle, Todd setting up Martin. Martin, the freshman, is going to earn the point. Big right hand kill shot from Claire Martin, landing just in front of the back row. And the Festus Tigers have a commanding 16-7 lead. Coach Beely wants them to pick up the pace. Left to right line drive serve for Kate Todd into the face of Emily Wiese, and she cannot handle it as she was basically in protect my face mode, and it landed 3 feet to her left. And the Tigers get the point. They lead in set one, 17-7, 30-second break in the action on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Greenwell back with you for the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Game 2, match 2, if you will, of 3 on the slate as Festus currently leads Herculaneum 17-7. Festus the 2 seed. As we resume action here out of the timeout from Audrey Mita. Serve for the Tigers. Herky to play it. Set up to the outside. Left-hand kill shot. Kylie Barnes is too long on the opposite corner. She shot it from the near side down to her right. 18-7 Tigers. Left to right serve for the senior Todd. Gets it over. Herky to play it. Fowler at the net. Has her kill shot pounded back to the Herky side. Now Festus trying to lift it up over the official above the net. And she kind of smiles about it as hitting it into her body was Garmin trying to save the point. Both the official above the net and below the net sharing a smile there. Nothing she could do. 18-8, Herky on serve, Fowler with the serve. Todd setting up Claire Martin from the middle of the net. She hits it wide off the near line, and it's 18-9. Herky has cut the deficit in half. Fowler to serve, gets a running start. Leaps into the air and serves it about 10 feet long from that back line, and it's 19-9, Festus. Paige Fowler, a very dangerous basketball player for the Herculaneum Black Cats. She'll be a junior entering her basketball season. 19-9 Tigers on serve. Metcalf to receive, setting up an outside kill from Wiese, and Wiese has it blocked back to her side, and Festus gets the point. 20-9 Tigers in command here in set one. Left to right serve, Banach. Flat-footed serve with a right hand, punches it over towards the back line. Here's Metcalf at the middle of the net to set it up for a shot from Barnes. Barnes just able to lift it over. Now here's Garmin with the kill opportunity, and she takes advantage of it, going line to line, slightly towards the middle. It's 21-9 Tigers. And that's got to be coming at you 50 miles an hour at least. 21-9 Tigers. Left to right serve, Banach lifts it over to the back line, played by two Black Cats. And a setup to the outside, and we see all sorts of wrong on that one as she was leaning back. Her jump wasn't very smooth, and her right hand sent the ball about 15 feet behind the back line. So left to right serve once again for Banach and the Tigers, up by 13. Herky to receive, and the setup to the middle, and we see able to get this one over the blocks, and it lands in for a point to the Black Cats. 22-10, Herky trailing. Right to left serve coming from Jordan Allen, a senior outside and middle hitter. Flat-footed serve towards the back row played by Younger. Up to Todd. Todd with a two-handed set for Garmin, and Garmin pounds it into the face of Jordan Allen, and it lands to Allen's right for a point to the Tigers. Just no time to react for Jordan Allen. And now Devin Younger on serve for Festus from the back line middle. Serves it over to the back line middle. Here's Metcalf. After the receive, setting up an outside kill shot from Kylie Barnes. And the Black Cats have something to cheer about as Barnes goes from the right outside to the near side corner and gets the point for the Black Cats. Set one, Herky trailing 23-11. Right to left serve, Barnes towards the middle, Garmin lifts it up for Todd. Todd back towards the outside of the net, punched over by Taylor Jackson on the lean. Herky plays it back over to the Festus side. Now here's Garmin lifting it up over the double blocks. Dug out by Barnes for Black Cats. Here's Metcalf to set up an outside shot for Wiese. And Wiese finds the middle of the floor with a right-hand pound shot. And Herky has reeled off two straight points. 23-12 Festus. Right to left serve, Barnes lifts it over to the near line. Devin Younger lifts it up towards Todd. Todd setting up an outside shot from Taylor Jackson, and Jackson got that one all wrong, and Herculaneum has reeled off three consecutive points. Festus still leads, though, 23-13 in set one of the first round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. We're back in 30 on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs, from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
And we are back from the timeout. Festus up 23-13. We're back to live ball action. Here's Garmin set up by Todd on the outside, far side, and she pounds it towards the back line middle and gets it over the back row, and a point to the Tigers as they're 1 point away from taking set one. 24-13 is the lead for Festus. Serving for the set, Hannah Warfel. Double dribbles, now serves it over. Received, hit towards Metcalf. Setting up Weesey for a little tap over from the middle. Festus keeps it alive. Punch back over to the Herkey side. Herkey up towards the net. Is lifted up by the Black at the last second. Warfel to save it, to Todd for the set, to Garmin on the outside. And she nails it right inside that back line. Had to wait for a second. The officials looked at each other and then gave the signal for a point to the Tigers as they take set one. 25-13, we got 2 minutes between sets. We're back for more in the Class 3 District 2 Volleyball Tournament next on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Fliggs Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fliggs Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fliggs Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, getting set for the second set of this Festus Herculaneum matchup, two versus the seven. Festus taking set one, 25-13. Before we get the set started, though, congratulations to the Northwest Softball Lions. They are on to state. The Class 4 Lions defeating Webster Groves 18-8 earlier today at Seckman High School to punch their ticket to the Final Four. As we begin the second set, Festus, of course, pounces on top early after a kill shot from Garmin off the Herkey serve. 1-0 Tigers. Right to left coming at you, Devin Younger. And she hits it into the top of the net, and Coach Beely will turn away from Younger. Her teammates won't, though. They'll give her a little high five just for support. 1-1. Left to right serve coming from Kylie Barnes. Gets it over towards the back row. Younger plays it to Todd at the middle. Middle of the net. Sets up Garmin, and Garmin kill from the middle is inside the back line for a point to Festus. You won't see anyone hit the ball as hard as Bria Garmin in this area, that's for sure. Great athleticism for someone who's about 5'9". A right-to-left serve off the back line. Younger for the Tigers. Gets it over to the Herkey side, and a mess of things as Metcalf unable to pound it over. the net. She was in the middle, just outside the Tiger logo at center court, and couldn't get that ball lifted up over the net. So 3-0 Tigers. Right to left serve coming from, that was from Warfel. And Herky gets the point. That serve went to the Herky side, and they were able to get a kill. And if I saw that correctly, that was Jordan Allen. So Emily Wiese on serve, a jump serve for the Black Cats. And from the back line, she misses wide on the opposite side of the floor. So 4-2. Herky trailing, Festus leading. Right to left serve, Garmin punches it over. Played by the Black Cats. Metcalf to set up Fowler. Fowler has her kill shot blocked by the double on the outside. And then Herky trying to keep things alive. The libero, Deanna Harvey, played it towards the net, but the Black Cats hit it right into the blocks once again for Festus. 5-2 Tigers. Garmin serves it over to Harvey. Tap back over by Metcalf to the Festus side. Right-hand shot from Taylor Jackson over to Fowler for the play, and Fowler tried to lift it over with her two hands and unable to get it over the top of the net. So 6-2 Tigers. Right to left serve, Garmin towards the middle. Metcalf will take the receive from her teammate Barnes, and then Fowler hits it into the net. So they're getting the sets they want, just the kills not resulting in points. 7-2 Tigers. They've jumped out to a very quick lead in set two. Right to left serve, Garmin. Here's Metcalf setting up Lily Stauder. Stauder has her kill shot off the back line. Hit up into the air by the Tigers. And then a kill from the Tigers. And Herky unable to keep up with it. 8-2. Festus leads. Pardon me, we have Macy Pillard up from the JV team for the Black Cats. It's Festus serving right to left. Flat-footed point to the Tigers. That was Kate Todd tapping it over the net into the far corner from her vantage point. Near corner for us. And it landed beyond the back row. And it's 9-2 Festus. Right to left serve, Garmin. Line shot over the net. Played by Wiese to Metcalf. Metcalf setting up Pilliard. Pilliard's kill shot is batted up into the air. Here comes a couple of dig attempts by the Tigers. And Garmin, last to make an effort, couldn't get to it. And Pilliard earns the point for Herky. 9-3, Black Cats trail. Left to right serve, Metcalf serves it with a right hand. Towards the back row, Younger punches it up towards Todd. Todd sets up Taylor Jackson for a kill from the outside to the back line. 10-3 Festus. Right to left serving. Right to left serve coming from the girl that just got the point, Jackson. It's played by the Black Cats up towards Pilliard. Pilliard's kill shot blocked up into the air by the Tigers. Killed back over by Kenji Benak. And Herky's going to get the point here. That was Wiese from the middle. And not the middle of the net, but from the middle of the floor who got the point for the Black Cats. Her right-hand shot was just too much to handle for the Tigers. 10-4 the lead. A left-to-right serve coming for Lily Stauder. Played by the Tigers. Set to Benak on the outside. Her kill shot batted up into the air by the Black Cats. Here's Kylie Barnes whacking at it. It's popped up into the air by the Tigers. Back towards the net. Benak hits it into the blocks, but it lands out of bounds. And that means a point to Festus. Coach Audrey Mita with her hands in her pockets doesn't have an answer for this Festus group. 11-4 Tigers. Right to left serve they go. Here's Fowler at the net. The set from Metcalf, and Fowler goes wide with it from the near side. So 12-4 Festus. Out to an 8-point advantage here in set two with a set in hand. Right to left serve from the senior Todd. Along the line, it's played by Barnes to Metcalf. Sets up Barnes. Barnes with a kill shot. Blocked up into the air by the Tigers. And twisted around was Martin diving for it. Todd. And it's off her fingertips and rolls. And it's a point to the Black Cats. Here comes a left-to-right running serve for Paige Fowler. A looping serve off the back line. Garmin plays it up towards Todd. Setting up number 11, Jessica Heavenstreet. Heavenstreet is going to earn the point for the Tigers. I beg your pardon. Oh, I thought it was out of bounds. No. The block actually landed inbounds on the Festus side. So Herky does get the point thanks to the block. Here's Fowler once again. running jump serve towards the back line. Younger plays it up towards the net. It lands at the bottom of the net after it was hit by Todd and then punched over by Heaven Street. So Herky with an opportunity at the middle of the net. And how about that? Three straight points for the Blackcats as Jordan Allen kills it from the middle. Went into the deep corner, and Younger couldn't dig it out. So it's 12-7. Herky on the comeback trail. Fowler looking for four straight points for Blackcats. Running jump serve, a loop shot towards the back line. Younger plays it over. At the middle of the net, the Tigers get it back to the Herky side. On the near sideline, Metcalf with a deep kill attempt, and that one lands out of bounds on the Festus side, near side of the floor. 13-7, Festus leading Herky. Tigers on serve. Right to left it goes from Banach. Played by the Blackcats. Set from the middle. Metcalf to the outside. Weesey into the blocks, but Martin last to touch it. Blocked it out of bounds. And Herky back on serve. Left to right coming from Jordan Allen. Looks at the ball. Now pounds it over towards the back line. Younger lifts it up towards Todd. Set from the other side to Garmin on the near side. Her kill shot batted up into the air, back to the Festus side. Blackcats now to play it as Festus returns it at the net. Here's Kylie Barnes. Her kill shot blocked at the net, but once again, Martin has blocked it out of bounds. Herky within four now here in the second set. Fowler with a serve towards the back line. Younger lifts it up into the rafters. It comes down, played by Banach. Back to Younger. Younger lifts it over from the back line up to the middle. Metcalf, the set for Weesey. Weesey gets the point. And the Blackcats within three. They were down 17-7 in set one. Wound up falling in that one 25-13. They were down 12-4 in this one. And now they're down 13-10. So Herky looking to make this one a match. Left to right serve, Blackcats dug out by Younger. Towards the outside. After the set by Todd, it's Garmin. Her kill shot batted up into the air. And then miscommunication as Weesey and Barnes dove for it at the middle of the floor, and neither could get to it after initial indecision. And Festus earns the point, 14-10, the Tigers lead. Right to left serve, Younger, flat-footed serve. It's diving quickly and unable to dig it out was Jordan Allen. So it's 15-10 Tigers looking to advance to the Class 3 District 2 semifinals. Right to left serve, Younger, into the fists of Allen, up towards the middle. Metcalf to set up to the outside, and Barnes just sneaks it in the back line. And it's 15-11, Herky back on serve. By the way, you have Metcalf and Fowler, both basketball players for Herculaneum, also on the volleyball squad. Here's a left to right serve for Barnes, who's not a basketball player. Barnes has it returned by the Tigers, blocked at the net by Herky. And back to Festus, and then Garmin will lift it up over the blocks from the near side. Is able to get it to the outside, to the far side on that far line and just snuck it in. 16-11, Tigers on serve. Warfel to do the honors. Serves it line to line, played by Barnes towards the middle. Metcalf serves it up for Weesey. Weesey's shot is blocked back out of bounds. But actually last touched by Dakota Patterson. I thought Festus was the last to touch it on the block, but no, Patterson tried to play it off the block and couldn't do so. 17-11 Tigers, they lead by six. Right to left it goes, Herky to play it. And from the back line, after two hits, Kylie Barnes, the third hit, is into the bottom of the net, and Festus has stretched their lead out to 18-11. Both coaches with their arms folded across their chests as the right-to-left serve, Warfel, received by Barnes. Metcalf with a set to the middle for Weesey, and Weesey pounds it from the middle to the outside on the far side, and a point to the Blackcats. Emily Weesey, middle hitter, junior for Herculaneum. Wipes off her sweaty palms, gets the ball ready to serve for the red and black. She'll get a running galloping serve over towards the deep corner, played by Warfel to Todd along the line. Sets up a Banach kill from the middle back, and she pounds it over to the line. Herky plays it, lifts it over, does Barnes to the back row. Here's Festus now at the net. Garmin taps it over the blocks to Metcalf. Metcalf with the setup to a new number, by the way, Stoddard to Fowler, and Fowler alertly just taps it over from the middle of the net and finds some space inside the far line. So the Blackcats trailing 18-13 in set two. Festus has a one set to none lead. We're back in 30 on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Herculaneum on serve, down 18-13. Emily Wiese gets the serve. Garmin goes long with the kill shot. Festus thought they had it. We're on the side of Herky's defense, and we could clearly see that ball was long. The official above the net makes it official, if you will. So Herky back within four. Galloping jump serve, Wiese, and she hit it too hard. Just when you think the Black Hats are going to get some momentum and get back into this contest, Festus lets a bad serve go long. Bria Garmin back on serve for the Tigers. Right to left she goes. Herky will lift it over after the receive. It's Metcalf lifting it over from the middle of the net. Festus will return it back to the Herky side, as earning the point is Kate Todd, the senior setter, actually gets the point. And it's 20-14 Tigers in set two. Line drive serve Garmin. Played by Allen towards Metcalf, who sets up Barnes from the middle back row. She'll kill it over. Festus to keep it alive. At the net, here's Banach with a kill shot from the near side of the net. And she goes to the opposite side of the lines and earns the point, 21-14 Festus. Right to left serve once again for the Tigers. Lifted up by the Black Cats, Fowler. Gives it over to Stauder. Stauder lifts it back to the Festus side, and then Banach. Banach with an excellent kill shot as it's past the diving effort of Barnes. Set there by Todd. Assist to Todd. 22-14 Tigers. Dipping serve Garmin right to left. Wiese couldn't dig it out. Wound up hitting her face into the floor. Metcalf couldn't keep it alive, and Festus gets the point. And they've reeled off five straight to go up 23-14. Right to left serve Garmin. Received by Barnes. Up to Metcalf. Sets up Fowler. Fowler's kill shot mishit, but lands in play. Dug out by Banach to Festus. Dug out by Festus. They lift it back over to the Herky side. Fowler back to Festus. Festus back to Herky. Metcalf back to Festus. Now Metcalf gets it to set up a kill shot from Stauder, tipped at the net. Dive effort by the Tigers. That was number three, Burkhard. Back to the Herky side. Herky has to get it over. Their third shot does. Lifted up by Stauder. Here's Festus now at the net. Little poke there by Banach. Herky was ready for it. They get it back over. Here's Festus setting up Todd. Banach with the kill shot. Hit up high. Played by the Black Cats. Metcalf on the third shot. Hits it over to the right. Towards the deep corner. Lifted up by Burkhard. Towards Garmin. Garmin lifts it over to the Herky side. Very long rally here. Jump by Barnes. Kill from the middle. Back. Diving effort. Devin Younger couldn't get to it. And how about that? That one lasted a minute, and the Black Cats win it. They still have a lot of work to do, though. 23-15. Getting ready to sub in Ella Shy, freshman. Going to give Gretchen Burkhard a breather. 23-14. Black Hats on serve. It's Metcalf. Left to right she goes. Received by Garmin. Towards Todd. Todd. Set up Banach. Banach from the net. Has her kill shot deflected and then dug out by Harvey. Up towards the front. Kill shot there by Jordan Allen. And it's dug out, but the dig attempt winds up a row into the seats. And so the Black Hats get the point, trailing 23-16. Set two. Herky season in the balance here. Left to right serve Metcalf. Dug out by Younger. Tit Todd at the middle. Setting up behind her, a Taylor Jackson kill shot for the point. And Festus is one away from winning the match. The Tigers took the first set, 25-13. Looking to take the second set, 25-16. On serve, it is Jackson. Right to left, the senior goes. Towards the back line, Barnes lifts it up towards Metcalf. Behind the back setup for a kill attempt by Stauder. And we have a whistle before the ball lands, and the point goes to the Black Cats. Coach Beely picking up the loose volleyball, asking the floor judge what the heck happened. He says, well, this happened, and she says, okay. So 24-17, Black Cats serving for their season. Stauder, left to right she goes. Received by the Tigers. Set by Todd. At the net, but not. Pounds it into the net. And Herculaneum has gotten two straight. Still down 24-18. The next point won by the Tigers will be the match. Left to right serve, Lily Stauder. No pressure. Gets it over. And Shy. Ella Shy tried to receive it, but it came up too high on her forearms. And it bounced over to her right and out of bounds. And the point to the Black Cats. Tigers still trying to finish off the set. However, Herky on serve. Left to right it goes Stauder. Received by the Tigers. Set by Todd. To Martin, the freshman. Pounds it into the arms of Metcalf. Over to Fowler, who saves it. Now Barnes lifts it over to the back line. Played by Younger. To Todd. Todd to set up Banach. Banach gets it over the blocks. And that is the match. Kenzie Banach, the sophomore, rising up and putting it down. And Festus wins set two. 25-19. They took set one, 25-13. It's the two-seeded Tigers on to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Herculaneum season comes to an end. The Home Bowls and Spas postgame show is coming up next.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Festus takes this first-round matchup against Herky, 25-13 and 25-19. It is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, and I'm joined by Karen Beely, head coach of the Festus Tigers. Coach, it's nice to have a quick match. You guys certainly able to get that here in the first round. Now you're into the semifinals and an opportunity to play the winner of North County and Potosi, which is coming up next. But before we get to any of that, Coach, your thoughts on this one and how your girls were able to get it done so quickly?
Yeah, this is the first time in, I'd say, 3 weeks we've had three people that have been really injured. They're major players. And finally got the other middle back tonight. And so it's the first time we played with her. But hopefully we're going to be able to put it together.
Coach, it's always nice to get started with a few Bria Garmin kills.
Yep. I've been blessed, hasn't I?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, of course, the number one thing for your girls is to get it set up for Bria Garmin, and who better to do it than Kate Todd.
Yeah, Kate Todd's also an all-state setter, and Bria's an all-state outside hitter. But we've had our struggles this year because of so many injuries, but hopefully we can put it together.
Claire Martin is a freshman that has played all season for you, but you also get another freshman into a district tournament, Ella Shy. How big is it for the freshman to get this kind of experience?
Yeah, we're not worried about experience. We're about producing. So Claire's the one we got back. We had Claire out for like 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and so she came in and helped us out.
Coach,
we're not going for experience. Okay. We're going to win. We're not trying to get anybody any experience or do anything like that. We just had a little trouble spot there. Better be fixed tomorrow. That's all I say. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, I was going to say the Black Cats gave you a good fight in the second set. Well, what were you seeing differently?
I knew they'd come back. I knew I was fretting them tonight because I knew it was going to be a tough game because they always give us games. Doesn't matter what the score is, they'll always come back and they'll always play us tough. So I expected. I was very nervous about it, Drew.
Okay. Yeah, I actually heard that from a former student of yours that you were a tad nervous about this one.
I'm always nervous. But anyway, yeah, but this one, I know how good the Herky can come up and play us. So they're a mighty fine school and a mighty fine program. So, yeah.
Coach, you don't have to go out of your way really to watch the next match because it's here on your home floor, North County and Potosi. What are some things you're looking at here?
I saw North County play in the their conference tournament. They looked really, really, really good. I've never seen Potosi play, but I know that North County's big and they're a very good team.
All right, Coach Beely, we always got to do a player of the game, a free entree at Applebee's in Farmington. I hate picking. I'm sure you hate picking as well. So together, can we agree on Bria Garmin?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, if you want to give that to her, she is our player of the game.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't know how many kills she got, but it was at least 7 or 8.
I was worn out. But it doesn't matter. We don't really care. That's yesterday. Tomorrow's tomorrow, and we're going on.
All right.
We got to be able to produce tomorrow. That's the key.
Well, Coach, we look forward to being out here.
I'm just stumbling all over myself, but I'm just telling you.
Hey, that's me every day.
I'm just kind of fired up here, but I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, I've been here since 1 o'clock setting the nets up, so I think I've put my time in today here. So
certainly have.
I was certainly pleased with my kids. The first game, not the second game, but the first game. But like I said, we're back and we're hoping that we can put it together.
All right, Coach, I'll let you enjoy some more food back there. There's some pretty good sandwiches.
I'm going to go get me a sandwich. I couldn't eat before the game, but I certainly can eat now. Yeah.
Did your secret hiding spot work out for you?
I think it might still be in there.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I think it's safe.
All right, well, before someone figures it out.
Yeah, before anybody took my sandwich, I want to make sure I had it in there. I'm not usually so jovial at the game. It's all right. Nice to see you, and thank you.
You too, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sure, bye.
That is Karen Beely, head coach of the Festus Tigers, 25-13, 25-19. They win it 2-0 over the Herculaneum Black Cats. So our first-round match was DeSoto and St. Genevieve. That was a clean sweep by the St. Gen Dragons, 2-0. The final scores there were 25-23 and 25-19. This one goes to the Festus Tigers in two sets, 25-13 and 25-19. Now, the last time Potosi and North County played each other, Well, guess what? That was a three sets match as North County came down from one set to none to win it two sets to one. And so Potosi knows they can hang with the three seed North County, and the North County Raiders, as a three, know the six seed Potosi can hang with the Raiders. Chelsea Crocker is the head coach for the Raiders. She is throwing up balls and allowing some sets and kills practice before this match gets underway, and one of her teammates or one of her players just took a kill shot from one of her teammates on the top of the head, and she's still standing somehow. But anyway, Potosi is led by Brett Hale, and the Trojans will get to practice next on their sets and kills. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take about a five-minute break. When we come back, we'll have pregame for the third and final match tonight of this Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. Like I said, first one went to St. Jen, two sets to none. So the five seed advances to take on the top seed Central Rebels tomorrow at 4:30. And then the first team of the second semifinal is going to feature the Festus Tigers. They will play the winner of North County and Potosi. Now, as for the Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast schedule, they listen so you can hear for tomorrow. Again, we will begin the action at 4:15. It'll be a 4:30 first serve between the Central Rebels and the St. Jen Dragons. And then following that will be a 5:30 match between the winner of North County and Potosi against the Festus Tigers. As for our coverage and where it's going to be tomorrow, it'll be once again on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. So right here is where you can find the Class 3 District 2 semifinals and championship. Yeah, they're going to be played all on the same day. So this is a two-day tournament, and we'll, of course, have it wrapped up tomorrow. But we still have one more match to go before it's all said and done today. It's North County the 3 and Potosi the 6. We'll be back with the Fleas Equipment pregame show in 5 minutes on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about